Shine in our hearts, Lord Jesus, in the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Amen. It's wonderful to see such a full church on this last Sunday before we jump into Lent. And just thank you so much for coming to celebrate the Epiphany and the light of God. So today it seemed appropriate that I come out of the pulpit and onto the pavement to lift up three things that our gospel story talks about. The first thing that our story is about today is epiphany, revelation, God making God's self known to humankind. If you'll remember, when we started the season of Epiphany, we saw Jesus, bore witness to Jesus being baptized in the River Jordan. And God's voice, as we hear it today, back then we heard God's voice saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." And so God wanting to make known God's unique love for Jesus. And God, through that, wanting us to feel our own sense of belovedness and being cherished by our Maker. God is always yearning and reaching out to make God's self known through music, through the joy of community, through family and friendships. Nature is another way that God often can speak to us in ways that we may not otherwise hear. I remember hiking up a mountain myself many years ago when I lived in Colorado. I hiked up a particular trail twice. The first time I hiked up the trail, I found myself by a lake and a special spot leaning against a tree, and I looked up to behold a magnificent peak, this majestic peak. The second time I hiked up that trail, the same lake, the same spot leaning against the tree, and I looked up, and because it was a cloudy day, I didn't see that huge, magnificent peak. And I heard a kind of revelation about the nature of God in that moment. What I heard in my heart was, you see, this is an example. Just because you don't see the magnificent peak doesn't mean it's not there. And I knew from my previous hike that the cloud was hiding something magnificent, and so my eyes were fooling me. So God making God's self known through revelations of voices that we can hear spoken to us either in the silence of our hearts or through people, through music, through song, through nature. Today's scripture is about revelation and epiphany. A second thing it is about the nature of God breaking into us, perhaps when we least expect, and sometimes when we are so busy talking and so busy doing and so busy trying to build things and caught up in a frenzied activity of talking or speaking that we need to be interrupted. If you'll notice, Peter is speaking in the gospel and talking about how he wants to build three tents to capture the mountaintop experience. And God interrupts Peter as he is speaking and says, "Stop. Listen. This is my beloved." And so Lent is a yearly invitation to help balance activity with holy rest, so that our engagement in the world can be grounded in our knowing that we are beloved by God, and to have our response come out of a sense of knowing that holy rest is within us to fuel our activity. Sometimes we need to stop and listen. So today's story is about Epiphany, God's revelation. It is about stopping and listening so that our actions can be grounded in the holy rest of God. And the third thing that this story is about transformation. The Greek word for what happens to Jesus is metamorphai, transformation. And that is what the Christian path and the Christian way is all about. We are not to be the same people that we were had we not encountered the living God in Jesus. David last week shared a story of the boundless mercy and forgiveness of God as made manifest through a living human being. And if you'll remember, he shared a story about a policeman in the apartheid days of South Africa who brutally murdered a man and his son. And the woman was asked, the woman who had lost her son and her husband, the woman was asked, "What do you want this policeman Vandenbroek to do for you?" She said, "I'd like you to sweep up my husband's ashes so I can give him a proper burial. And then I'd like you, Vandenbroek, to visit me twice a month because I still have a lot of love to give. And I'd like to spend that time with you." I was so captured by that story of forgiveness and mercy as enfleshed in a human being that I Googled it and tried to learn more. And the rest of that piece of the story is that she went to approach him to give him a hug, and people started singing Amazing Grace. A spontaneous song of Amazing Grace started to be sung out. And he was so overwhelmed by this manifestation of God's love through people that he fainted, and that he didn't experience that hug in that moment because of that. It is the human Jesus that makes God's love manifest, that can touch us and engage us, that can draw us into the boundless gift of God's grace. Transformation happens because of that, and we are just in a few minutes going to be asked to be those living, breathing bodies of Christ, to shepherd young people as they transform from children to teenagers through teenage years into adulthood. We will be praying with Carson and Charlie and Emma and Ellie and Fletcher and Hannah and Stephen. And as we all know, teenagers so respond not to manifestos from on high, but to people who can relate with them and touch them and engage them. So thank you for being the living, breathing body of Christ. Thank you for making manifest the glory of God. Thank you for stopping to listen to how God might be calling you as we work as agents of transformation and healing in our world. Amen.